We'll return to that after Sam Edmund, who's been good enough to join me. Sam Edmund, SEN's chief reporter for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. Illusionfires.com. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you on.
Dwayne, it's a bit nippy. I got the Illusion fired up this afternoon, nice. I can tell you.
So have I, actually. And Illusion Log Fires are down here in Geelong as well. So that's why I've got mine. And you've got yours on at full belt. Hey, what are the next couple of months going to get? The gas is going to get a workout?
Cranked up to the max. I tell you what, it's a little warm here, but it was pretty warm, if you remember, Dwayne, last August when the Dream Team came to town and we had that furore over seating and everything at Marvel Stadium and the outrage over the players that didn't play, that were supposed to play. Well, a big win for basketball fans today, Dwayne, with the promoter there, TEG Live, made to refund more than $5 million to about 5,000 customers who bought around 20,000 tickets. So the ACCC announcing that those games against the Dream Team last August, as I say, and also Canada up in Sydney, TEG found by the ACCC, Dwayne, to have made false or misleading claims about the seating structure and which US players would be playing. I mean, we know Kevin Durant, Davis, Paul George didn't play. Fans paid a premium for floor-level seats ranging anywhere from $800 to nearly $4,000 for a hospitality package. And it turned out those courtside seats were sunk back from and below the court. And visibility was a real issue for people, despite the fact that it was promoted as being in a traditional basketball stadium, I think TEG used an image of. And then when fans got there on the night, of course, Dwayne, I'm not sure if you were one of them, but that was far from reality.
I was there. Absolutely. But, you know, I was lucky enough to get seats that weren't in a zone where I would have been screaming for a refund. I kind of understand. I think people kind of bought the tickets not knowing who was going to be playing. So,
yep. You'd cop that, maybe.
Yeah, I think you'd cop that. Yeah, well, you couldn't. But if you couldn't see, then that's fair enough. That's a different perspective altogether. Hey, there's been a lot of talk since Eddie raised it, and it's. I've talked about it on my show yesterday. The 3-16 hubs, and everybody's had their thoughts on it, whether it will or won't. So there's some petrol poured on this fire.
Absolutely. And to think it all came, didn't they get value for money, the AFL, when they put Steve Hocking out there, the footy boss, over the weekend to do the media rounds? And this was one of the things he said to the Herald Sun. He painted it as a picture of one of about 10 or 11 possible plans. To the Age, he described it as something they're looking at, but it's quote-unquote far from certain. And boy, we've picked up and run with it since then, Dwayne. There's plenty of different versions out there, but you speak to the clubs privately, they're doubtful it'll ever get to this. They don't want it to get to this. They still think that the 17-round season can continue on in its more traditional format. And there's a whole other debate about whether it's appropriate or inappropriate to go to such measures or try to go to such measures when there's so much else going on in society.
Yeah, I think I can see us starting with a series of hub games, three lots of six-team hubs, and that's how the season starts, in the hope that later on this season we might get crowds back. But I don't think it really matters where you play and when you play if crowds aren't there. So hub or no hub, if crowds aren't allowed, I don't think it really matters that much. But, you know, it all depends on whether you see football as this you know, luxury pastime, or whether you see it as part of society that is beneficial for us if it does go ahead in more ways than one, not just employment, but in terms of providing some entertainment and some relief for people who in these times like to sit down and watch some footy to forget what's happening in the real world.
Oh, 100%. That's a part of it as well, Dwayne. It's not an original idea. We know the NRL have been looking at it, the NBA, even though they might have walked away a bit from the Vegas concept. But the latest from the UFC, Dwayne, I don't know if you've caught up with this, but the president, Dana White, is talking about securing a private island, call it Fight Island, if you will, to allow the MMA competition to continue on. So we know the fighters can't get into the US and domestic travel there is greatly limited. Well, White is planning to use an island and his own private planes too, if you don't mind, to bring everybody, the fighters, the staff, the referees and more, to allow the UFC to roll on.
So how does MMA fit into the social distancing scenario?
It doesn't, does it, at all?
No.
Has Drick and Gill's thought of a private island? Should we consider that?
Well, we could. I mean, you know, Kangaroo Island.
Is French Island available, Dwayne?
I'm not sure. The Beaconsfield Traffic Island, I'm not sure. We can throw up some island options as well, Sam. Great to have you on the program. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
On you, Dwayne.
Sam Edmund, SEN chief reporter. You'd have to stick to the corridor if you did play footy on the Beaconsfield traffic island. A couple more of your calls after the break. 1300 736 736. You with Dwayne's World.